my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for being part of the broadcast today. I wonder what you did yesterday. Did you barbecue? Did you have fellowship? Did you have a good time? Were there fireworks in your area? Memorial Day here in the United States of America. Today, we're back at it. This is the 28th day of the month of May, and By Friday, Ethan, it is the 31st day of the month. And my goodness, we're going into June on Saturday. And speaking of that, our youth conference, number 41, 41 years, June the 17th through the 20th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and about a half a day on Thursday, and folks will be flying in, driving in, and buses will be driving through the night. Oh, it's going to be buses and vans. We're so excited about having the word. The theme this year is discover, and it's a nautical theme, and discover as they were discovering new lands, and we're looking forward for our young people to discover the grace of God, the power of God, the touch of God, the call of God, and discover how to have a walk with God. It's going to be wonderful. Here's a great song. Give the world a smile.
Give the world a smile each day.
A smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's true way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the Master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the lonely and
sad.
Help to make some pilgrim
glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Are you giving to the world a smile?
A sunny smile.
Helping lessen someone's dreary mind.
Dreary mind.
Do you greet the world with song as through life you pass along? Cheering those whom you may meet along life's way.
Give
the world a smile each day.
A smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's dreary way.
From the as a sin, bring the wanderers into the Master's fold today.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the lonely
and sad.
Help to make some pilgrim at last.
Make somebody glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
That's what they needed, that last note on. Thank you. Thank you, Jack Treiber, for putting that last note in there. It wasn't very good, but it was up there. Well, I'm not speaking to you about summer today, but I will next week, because we're going to be in June, and we're going to start a book study next week. We're going to be in 1 Peter, probably be there all summer, 2 Peter. But I say that to say, I hope that you have the summer planned, and you're not going to waste the summer and come to the end of August and say, boy, I should have. No, let's just do what we're supposed to do. And I hope that you'll remember that. We're in Romans 13 today, and we're not going to pick it up in verse 1, though that'd be a great place to start. We'll go there tomorrow by God's grace. But I want to begin in verse number 4 and then work our way backwards. So we're in Romans 13 and verse number 4. Again, don't forget to mark your calendar. It is June the 17th through the 20th, the day after Father's Day, is our annual big 41st annual National Youth Conference here in Santa Clara, California. Here's the song, Onward Christian Soldiers. Go ahead, fellas. We're in Romans 13, and tomorrow we'll see that we begin in verse 1 that these are political people, these powers. But the Bible says of these powers, I'm talking about federal powers and state powers and city powers, your mayor, your city council, your chief of police, your governor, your state assemblies and senates, and same way federally, all right. The Bible says these rulers is a minister of God. A minister of God. If that is true, the Bible says he's a minister of God to thee for good. Now, the sad thing is, I don't see most of these people doing good. I see them doing evil against God. But don't forget, first, their position, they represent God. They're supposed to represent God on the judicial bench, in the White House, in the State House, in the mayor's office. He's a minister of God to thee, for you, for me, for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Mr. Biden, you be afraid? No. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. In other words, the government is to make sure that we do righteous. So the purpose of this, I am to fulfill my job. Now, Mr. Biden has to fulfill his job if I do not do righteousness. Well, you say, well, none of these people are doing righteous. Well, then we still stand for righteousness. That's the root. And when they come against us for righteousness, blessed are men when revile you and persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Great is your reward in heaven. Paul said we ought to obey God rather than man. So yes, but don't forget the foundation of government is to execute righteousness, not lawlessness. You see how crazy it is today? When we get away from God, we have political leaders on the floor of the House and Senate and in government's offices saying, get rid of the police, defund the police, get rid. The first thing, they have a problem at their home, Nancy Pelosi, you call the police. Isn't that amazing? See, get rid of the police. We know what they're wanting. They want lawlessness. We go in this country, we allow kids that have never worked a job to go in and demand their. I read that these Ivy League schools had been sitting down last month, sitting down with these students and getting their mind on Israel. The children are telling the president of the schools, you got to be kidding me. The inmates are running the prison? No, we don't do it that way. There's leadership. And if we're not careful, we bow to the will of the people and we bow to the authority of man, and it's all anti-God and it's anti-Bible and it's to hurt and it's crying out death to other people. Oh, no, that's not righteousness. So yes, we're going to have to stand for right. We live in a day where they call good bad and bad good. What a sad day we live in. Well, that's the consequence of God's people that have lived away from God. And I remember the day we allowed them to take our Bible out of our schools and take prayer out of our schools. But now we're distributing drugs in the school and ways to mutilate your body in the school and counselors that can counsel you away from the authority of your parents in our schools and away from God in our schools. And we're reaping the consequences. And so government thinks, well, the answer is we need more programs. We need more money. We don't need more money. We need more of God and God's word. And so today I want you to pray that government would be a minister to God for good. That's what the Bible says. And it's my job then consequently to be obedient to government as long as government does not violate the word of God. Well, it's been a good time with you today. Tomorrow we'll pick it up and we're going to go back to Romans chapter 13. We'll begin in verse number 1, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being with you on the broadcast. I trust this is going to be a good day. I want to have a word of prayer for you. Would you please put somewhere on your notes to pray for a youth conference? Our Father, we thank you so much for this privilege to be with our friends worldwide. And I pray that in every locality, local position where people find themselves, that we might find ourselves praying for authority and obeying authority. And authority would realize that they're a minister of God for righteousness and not for evil. God, wake us up in this country and the countries throughout the world is my prayer. If we pray this prayer in Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.